There's a nigger in the White House telling nothing but lies. There's a nigger in the White House rolling his yellow eyes. All de colored folks thinks he's one of them, but he's working for the devil, promoting treason and sin. What's an honest Negro gonna do for a job when the nigger in the White House lets in a Mexican mob? Sell crack on de corner? Knock over a liquor store? With pride of manhood, we gots to make a living. But the nigger in the White House lets 40 million Mexicans slither in. Against the pleas of his own border patrol, fighting against drug and weapon runs, Obama let the Mexican drug lords buy sniper rifles and machine guns. Oh, Americans, who lets those rotten Mexicans stay? The nigger in the White House, his slick tongues for sale and pay. There's a nigger in the White House with flapping blue rubber lips. There's a nigger in the White House who cheats us with Jewy bankers' gyps. This colored boy goy gives the bankers what they like, because what's bad for the people is good for the kike. The Jews tell us how great their house nigger behaves. Step and fetch it, Obama is Wall Street's slave. How else do you suppose that wily nigger got the vote? Israeli Jews program the voting machines, making all your votes a joke. There's a nigger in the White House who admits he's a lying Muslim. There's a nigger in the White House who's no different than a thieving hoodlum. He lets those Muslim enemies of mankind colonize. Muslim thieves, murderers, rapists, and enslavers of their wives. Allah is the Arabian moon god whose false prophet was a raving nut. Pray to the moon god by bowing down to Mecca and mooning the sky with your butt. I really wonder how big bad Allah lives up to his all-powerful billing, if he needs those mangy lying Muslims to do his stealing and his killing. So how did Obama hide the fact that he's a Muslim pig in a sty? He used the Muslim tradition of taqiya and told a Muslim lie. There's a nigger in the White House who sold America to the red commie chinks. There's a nigger in the White House whose cabinet and appointees, every one, are crooks and finks. First, the Jews sold our factories to the red Chinese. The Jews made a profit and brought our workforce to their knees. The commies used those factories and Chinese slave labor to give the Jews cheap goods to sell back to us with Fed notes lacking flavor. With our factories out of business, the Jew bankers foreclosed on our homes. As prices fell, the Jewish credit card companies picked our very bones. Then the nigger in the White House sent that Clinton bitch to Beijing to guarantee the commies eminent domain to buy up everything. The poor-mouthed Jewish bankers claimed that they needed trillions of dollars more that the people had to pay. Obama gave the Jews trillions of money without those thieving scoundrels working a single day. And when the Chinese claimed that those Fed Reserve notes were no good, the nigger in the White House let the Chinese buy our factories, businesses, and every home in the American neighborhood. There's a nigger in the White House. The Jew bankers shout for joy. It was the Jewish media that elected their lion-colored boy. Oh, Americans, who sold your country to the commie chinks? The nigger in the White House brushing his nappy kinks. There's a nigger in the White House who was put there by the kikes, thieving bankers, Wall Street swine, liberal queers, and dykes. Oh, Americans, do you know who tells the lies? There's a nigger in the White House rolling his cheap yellow eyes back and forth across the teleprompter, reading the lines his Jewish masters wrote before his next vacation by helicopter. God damn if I give him my vote. There's a nigger in the White House who lets enemies enter our precious land. There's a nigger in the White House who's a traitor out of hand. He allows Mexicans to invade and steal our jobs. He welcomes Muslims to subvert, murder, and rob. He sells our very country to the commie Chinese, and his big blue nigger lips kiss the Jewish banker's sleeve. The first and last nigger president to ever be convicted, Obama from the White House, must be evicted.